The air was thick with fog and the musk of damp earth as the search party advanced deeper into the forest. Catherine led the way.
"Come on, stay close. We're running out of time. Hurry along,"
she warned before pausing and ushering them past, unease rippling between them. Catherine scanned the tree line, her torch cutting narrow beams through the dark spaces between them, when suddenly,
"Oh my God,"
she said, the words tumbling out of her mouth as she staggered backwards towards the group.
She forces herself to smile, to appear not stupid, but harmless, possessable. Anyway, she knows Rob isn't actually interested in her, as long as she remains in reach. "I'm on a tight schedule, by the way, and I want the money up front."
"Yes, Mom."
He finally moves aside to let her into his apartment, but not so far that she doesn't have to brush past him. His hand touches the small of her back and lingers.
"What do you think of the new place, then? Are you tempted?"
Sigmarite met Sigmarite. Pyrath Red Flame exploded into a glorious, crackling, white-hot skein of lightning, blasting skyward beyond the roof of the chamber of the Grand Conclave.
"You meddlesome fool,"
Imreth snarled.
"You shall endure every experiment and torture I have devised for your cohorts 100 times over.
"But I don't want anybody to kiss me, sir," she implored, a big tear beginning to roll down her face and the corners of her mouth trembling in her attempts not to cry. "And I wouldn't have come if I'd have known."
D'Urberville gave her the kiss of mastery. No sooner had he done so than she, flushed with shame, took out a handkerchief and wiped the spot on her cheek that had been touched by his lips.
The whole house shook and the windows rattled violently. Gadget Man was at it again! Beans threw herself down onto the kitchen floor, only just in time, too. A small red and yellow doobly-wotsit whizzed through the open kitchen window and shot over her head, before veering left to crash into a box of cornflakes. Bean shook her head as she got to her feet.
"Dad!"
Dad's workroom was at the bottom of the garden, but there were times when the bottom of the garden wasn't far enough away.